This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another soon-to-be state law, this one known as Fast Track.
I believe maybe we only have...
Senate Bill 672 was pre-filed on December 1st of last year, heard by the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee on January 12th, first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on February 12th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 24th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 13th, and signed into law on June 30th. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield is the sponsor. He tells the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee his measure will modify provisions relating to workforce development.
For a new education program, it has been, in my opinion, wildly successful. Something like this that gets ramped up in the environment that we've all lived through for the last 2 years. In the last year, a doubling of students that have taken advantage of this over the previous year. 250 students are now utilizing it, up from 113 or 14 the previous year.
The main focus of this new law is the Fast Track Workforce Incentive Grant Program, which will now be extended to August 28, 2029, unless reauthorized by the Missouri General Assembly. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur chairs the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee.
It's a program that's been very successful to get people who have either dropped out of college, not been able to get to college, or 25 years old or older, provides them with scholarship opportunities as long as they are willing to work for their degrees or their certification and stay in Missouri and work here for a few years after they achieve those degrees or certifications.
This new law also establishes the Joint Committee on Rural Economic Development and the Targeted Industrial Manufacturing Enhancement Zones Act. This allows any two or more contiguous or overlapping political subdivisions to create targeted industrial manufacturing enhancement or TIME zones in order to complete infrastructure projects to promote economic development. Senator Huff says they were able to add to the original proposal.
When this originally started, and the way the program is set up now, individuals have to have, or programs have to have, an affiliation with a two-year or four-year institution. And we've had some interest from programs who, for instance, train nurses, maybe at hospitals, and they would like to utilize this program also, and maybe don't have an affiliation right now with a university or a two-year institution.
Senate Bill 672 will become law on August 28th. Next up for lawmakers will be the annual veto session. Missouri senators will return to the Capitol in mid-September for what is typically a relatively short day for them. This year, the governor vetoed four measures, as well as several line items in the budget for the current fiscal year. Veto session is set for September 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.